In early March, Nevadan Ish Bermudez was touring with the show Chippendales Las Vegas across the country. He began not feeling well while he was still on the road, and it took several days until he learned that he was sick with COVID-19. The novel coronavirus has a range of symptoms, but for Bermudez, his condition was severe and eventually required hospitalization. He's now in recovery and breaks down the timeline of his illness with KUNR.
My name is Ish Bermudez. I'm a makeup artist. I also work with a show here in Las Vegas. I was on tour with the Chippendales. I'm the wardrobe manager for the tour. And we were I was with the tour cast in the East Coast. And we had a show in New York City. And this was all like the first couple of days in March. On March 11th, we were in Cleveland, Ohio. And that was when I first started to feel fatigued. Just really tired and not myself. Towards the end of the night, I started feeling feverish. That's when the virus was like pretty much debuting in the U.S. So everyone was talking about it and everyone just kind of started freaking out a little and questioning, like, is it the virus? Is it not? I just pulled through and we made the show happen. Even as sick as I was that night, I went onto the tour bus and I took a Theraflu tea and I just knocked out, fell asleep. And then the next day I woke up feeling better. At that point, we were in Indianapolis, Indiana. And around noon that day, I started feeling sick again. Same, tired. This time I had body aches. I was feverish as well. The urgent care, I was there for about 10 minutes. They checked my vitals and they told me, we don't do testing here. And they ended up just releasing me and they gave me Tylenol. That next day when we flew home, I was in so much body pain. Just everything was hurting, and the only thing that helped me get through that flight was Tylenol. And we flew home on March 13th because the tour, that same day the tour was canceled. You know, at that point, I had no idea that I had it. So I just put on my mask, and I had no cough. I just had a fever and body aches that day. On the 16th, I lost my taste buds. So a couple of days later, my fevers were just every day I had fever. The cough was uncontrollable. It was just one after the other where I couldn't even control it anymore. At this point, it was not like the flu. It scared me because I knew this wasn't normal. The fever started to just be like so high that I was starting to be confused as to like my surroundings. I was just hallucinating. Definitely scary, and I knew something was off, and I knew I had to go get checked. On the 17th, I ended up going to the ER here in Las Vegas. They tested for COVID-19 that day. I was there for about maybe a good 40 minutes, and they went ahead and like discharged me. They told me that the COVID-19 test, it was going to take about a week to come back with test results. When they told me to go home, they did tell me to isolate for 14 days. I live alone. For the next 3 nights, that's when the fever just took over me. I definitely just started hallucinating, and it was just a nightmare. I started getting really bad body aches to the point where I would wake up in tears of the pain. Any type of movement would just be so intense. I couldn't get comfortable. My cough just started getting out of control. With every cough, I just was in pain the entire time. It was terrifying. And at that point, I stopped eating because everything I ate just didn't taste like anything, and I was just disgusted with food. And I went back to the ER only because my fever was just out of control and scared me. It took me to just a very dark place. I couldn't handle it anymore. Yeah, I was hospitalized, and they basically took me in and said, we're treating you as a COVID-19. They isolated me from other patients. The first night that I was in there, they gave me oxygen. That was probably the best night that I've had in days, because I was able to sleep comfortably and I was able to breathe again. They were really good to me, and they told me, you can do this. And they just kind of like lifted my spirits the whole time. And they always try to get me to eat. On the 22nd, I got discharged from the hospital. I hadn't had a fever since the first day that I went in there. They thought that being discharged was best for me because at that point I was just doing pretty good. I came home, I was told to isolate until my COVID-19 test came back. So that was like 5 days later. I just want people to realize that the people that are in the hospitals and going through this is, you know, not something that they should take lightly. I felt like I wasn't going to make it. I had never felt this sick in my entire life.
That was Ish Bermudez from Las Vegas sharing his experience with COVID-19 with our reporter, On Gray.
This story was produced with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the Reynolds School of Journalism.